Okay, today is the 9th of September, Thursday afternoon. It's about 2:30, and Mark is going to be reading the remainder of chapter 5 in Mark today for us. He's going to be reading Mark 5:24 through 43, and so I'm going to turn it over to him.
And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him, and a certain woman which had issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things and many positions, and spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I must touch his bloody clothes, I shall be made whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing himself, the virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done to her, came and fell down before him and told him all truth. And he said to her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that which was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh into the house, the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, but when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother damsel, and them that were with him entered in where the damsel was lying. He took the damsel by the hand and said to her, Talitha Kama, which is being interpreted damsel, I send thee, arise. And straightway the damsel rose and walked. For she was of the age of 12 years. They were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them, straight that no man should know it, and he commanded that something should be given her to eat. Here, thank you. Done with it.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
We'll pick up on chapter 6 tomorrow.
Yeah.